I'm Sherry Preston. There is a verdict in Senator Ted Stevens' corruption trial. We found that out a few moments ago. The jury in Washington passing a note to the judge. The verdict is expected to be read in about 15 minutes. Ohio is the state that both presidential candidates have chosen to make their case for why each should be president. John McCain is in Dayton telling voters that Barack Obama's plan to spread the wealth will make Americans poorer in the long run.
The answer to a slowing economy is not higher taxes. But that's exactly what's going to happen when the Democrats have total control in Washington. Can you imagine an Obama-Pelosi-Reid combination?
And Barack Obama chose the city of Canton to deliver his so-called closing argument.
In 1 week, you can put an end to the politics that would divide a nation just to win an election, that tries to pit region against region and city against town, Republican against Democrat, that asks us to fear at a time when we need hope.
How long is voting taking in Florida today?
It took 5 hours. I'm still willing to stand right here for that. I'm prepared for that.
That woman trying to vote early at the Lemon City Library. The early implementation of the financial bailout plan helping to give stocks a boost today. The Dow has been in positive territory most of the afternoon. The Commerce Department also says new home sales were up 2.7% last month.
Well, sales are up more than expected. The fact is the sales are there because the builders are cutting prices on new construction at a significant rate. It's exactly what we saw with the existing home sales report we got on Friday of last week. And the experts are telling us it means we haven't really seen a bottom in the housing market.
ABC Business correspondent Dan Arnold. The FBI has arrested hundreds, and it says rescued 47 teenagers from a nationwide prostitution ring. Checking the markets at this hour, the Dow down 200 points, and the NASDAQ, it appears, is down 45 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Did you know that the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your gas gauge.
Oh, my needle is asleep.
What's wrong, gas gauge?
For some reason, I haven't been moving.
Oh, well, that's probably because I got the Works Fuel Saver package at the dealership.
Oh.
Yeah, it's an oil change, tire rotation, and more, just $29.95 or less after a $10 mail-in rebate.
Wow.
Yeah, hey, I'm going to stop for a sandwich. Do you want anything?
No, thanks. I'm full.
Good one.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for rebate details through 11:30:08.
The verdict in Senator Ted Stevens' trial, he has been found guilty on all seven counts. He was accused of not reporting gifts from an oil services contractor, including renovations on his home, totaling $250,000. Again, guilty verdicts in Senator Ted Stevens' trial. Mexican soldiers have arrested a man who was once one of that country's biggest drug dealers, and it happened after a big gun battle in Tijuana.
Bullets were flying around the middle-class border neighborhood only a few miles from San Diego. In the end, Mexican police had their man, Eduardo Arellano Felix, a leader in a powerful drug cartel. At one time, the U.S. government was offering $5 million for his capture.
ABC's Alex Stone. Flowers and candles have been piling up outside the home where a TV anchorwoman from Little Rock was found beaten a week ago. Ann Pressley died over the weekend. You're a tennis player. The line judge calls your shot out, but you knew it was in. Should you argue? Some research says yes.
Fight over out, not in. That advice to professional tennis players from researchers at the University of California.
You cannot be serious!
The study suggests that pros could increase their chances of having a ruling reversed in their favor by an instant replay review if they challenge out calls more than in.
It was clearly in!
57 randomly selected matches during the 2007 Wimbledon tournament were checked and found that officials were more likely to err by calling a shot out than in.
How can you possibly call that?
Results appear in the journal Current Biology. Larry Jacobs, ABC News.
This is ABC News.
The truck pulled the ATVs with no problem. I love that thing.
If you love it so much, why don't you marry it?
Who are all those people?
Oh, that's my studio audience. I saved so much money on my ATV insurance by switching to Geico, I was able to rent a studio audience for the weekend.
Huh. Good move.
Saving you money on your ATV insurance is our business. What you do with the money is your business. Geico Power Sports. Insurance for all the things that move you.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time, 105. Good afternoon. I'm Rosie Allen. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area and California. More than 600 adults have been arrested, 47 children rescued in a three-day roundup targeting people who forced children into prostitution, some of them here in the Bay Area. 47 rescued children ranged in age from 13 to 17, and all but one are female. One of those is said to be reported to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And gasoline prices have fallen below $2 a gallon in some parts of the U.S. as the impact of plunging oil prices and reduced driving are finally taking hold. AAA is reporting only three states, Alaska, California, and Hawaii, have average prices above $3 for regular. Traffic, here's Terry Rouse.
San Lorenzo northbound 880 before Hesperian overturn injury accident. The two right lanes are blocked. You're backed up heavy there. Avoid those Halloween tricks by giving the best treats. You'll find everyone's favorite at Walgreens, plus all the costumes and decorations you need to make your celebration complete. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Thanks, Terry. Lloyd Lindsay-Young forecasting a mix of clouds and sun this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Nina Dell here. Welcome once again to the program. Well, you know, this get rid of a kid program in Nebraska definitely yielding results. They didn't expect people to be dropping off their teenagers. Now, latest is a 12-year-old boy from Georgia. Now, I hear they're going to change the law to restrict this, and that's maybe why people are just rushing cross country. This mother from the Atlanta area drove across the country to drop her kid off. No infants have been dropped off yet. It was one of those laws that other states have where you can drop off an infant without fear of prosecution, as opposed to neglecting an infant and harming an infant. And it's ultimately a good thing, but nobody figured out that the most that almost all the kids dropped off would be teens and preteens. As I said, they're probably going to change the law. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? I kind of have mixed feelings about it. You tell me. It just lines up the two sides again, as always. This is basically a cigarette in a can drink. It's called liquid smoking. It's made of 15% nicotine. Going to be sold in bars to help people beat the smoking ban. The makers say it's a healthier alternative than lighting up a cigarette. And you know they're right. Because if you try to use that argument against them, you got to say that nicotine gum and nicotine sprays and nicotine patches and nicotine inhalers are all worse than smoking. Angry anti-smoking groups attack it, okay, and warn, and does this hold water with you? That would glamorize smoking and might get more people hooked. And that is the most fascinating question of all to me. Let me ask you a question. If nicotine were available in a can, would you drink it? I'm talking to non-smokers. If this is such a great drug, then how come nicotine gum, how come all the forms of nicotine that you can buy over the counter, other than tobacco, haven't taken off? See, I don't get that. I can look at any other drug. I can look at cocaine and heroin and marijuana and methamphetamine and all of them, and I can understand why people take them. It makes them feel good. It makes them feel so good they're willing to break the law and risk their lives. But nicotine, maybe the most dangerous, well, definitely in terms of death, is the number one after alcohol, I guess, the most dangerous drug we have in the world, somehow isn't enough. And I don't understand it. Liquid smoking is supplied by a Dutch firm, and it's a big hit in the Netherlands. And the sales and marketing people say, you know, it's a healthier alternative, as I mentioned, and it's natural. The nicotine comes from natural sources, an African herbal extract, right? So we'll see if it tries to come here what people will think. Speaking of drugs, headline says it all. Hell freezes over. The Bush drug czar backs decriminalization. What do you think of this? John Walters backs Mexican proposal far more sweeping than any U.S. measures he's opposed. So, of course, For instance, here, the marijuana policy project congratulating drug czar John Waltz for backing a Mexican government proposal that would remove criminal penalties for possession of small amounts of marijuana. Now, the White House and Walters have resisted this. We'll go with the New York Times version of this. That is, public support for drug decriminalization proposal by a Mexican president. He said, this is the American drug czar, I don't think that's legalization. Under Mexican President Calderon's proposal, individuals caught with small quantities would get no jail sentence or fine, would not get a criminal record as long as they complete either drug education or, if addicted, drug treatment. Now, how do you figure if someone's addicted to marijuana? This sounds totally silly. Now, the Mexican president's proposal also wants to decriminalize possession of small amounts. Hang on, friends. Heroin, cocaine, and meth. And Walters is not going for that. I'm not sure America's ready for that. Quote is fantastic. John Walters has recognized the massive destruction the drug war has inflicted on Mexico and is now calling for reforms there. But, of course, he's a hypocrite if he continues opposing similar reforms in the United States. Now, what about that? What about that? Now, a press release, let's see, this was back in March, from the White House Office on Drug Control Policy, called the New Hampshire proposal to impose a $200 fine rather than jail for a small amount of marijuana a dangerous first step towards complete drug legalization. So, you know my feelings. Well, we had a call upon, I think a couple of calls. Look out, mascara. Ladies, you want longer eyelashes. This is coming in the wake of Rogaine was a hair-growing drug, but originally was a heart-lung drug. Viagra was a heart-lung drug. You know the side effects of that. Well, there's a glaucoma drug, bimatoprost, that has as a side effect, it grows long eyelashes. So they put it in a gel, put some placebo in a gel, and in a month, eyelashes grew a couple of millimeters. I'm trying to measure that with my finger. On your eyelashes, a couple of millimeters is significant. And it works, well, we don't know exactly how it works on the hair thing. We know how it works as a glaucoma drug. And they're saying here they're trying to get this marketed as a, quote, cosmetic. And, of course, people have lost eyelashes because of alopecia, other conditions that might help. I've not seen it developed, tested for that. Botox is another one. Remember, that was to treat cross eyes, and now it's used for wrinkles, and it goes... Goes on and on and on. So you're going to be seeing this, I'll bet, on the European market before here. But it comes in a gel. It's topical, so it shouldn't be dangerous. We've been doing a whole series of articles on why bad times are good for your health. And there's a long list of things that change in bad times. People actually may eat healthier diets. They may walk and ride their bikes more. All kinds of funny little what would I call it? You know, unexpected consequences of bad economic times. This is interesting. Now, cause and effect, you got to be careful, you know. But you know what's up? Think of what commodity. Is it a commodity? Not really. Is up in bad times. We've cut back buying cars, clothes, furniture. But there's something that is enjoying healthy, healthy gains in sales. Guns, up 10%. According to state and federal data. Now, no one really knows exactly why. They think a worsening economy fuels fears of crime or civil disorder. And poor economic times in the past have resulted in firearm sales. And we don't know. Some people fear Democrats in Washington will, you know, want to go after gun control. We're not quite sure why it is. And I can see fear. I can see people thinking that, you know, hard times, people are going to be jumping over fences and raiding your refrigerator to eat. Who knows? This is difficult, and I don't know what the law is, except what I'm seeing here in an attorney Q&A piece here. The bigger question is, someone with Alzheimer's, can they vote? This one is, a woman has her husband in a nursing home. She has his power of attorney. Can she cast his vote for him? He's always, throughout his life, voted, in this particular case, straight Democratic. Well, the lawyer here says the power of attorney doesn't allow her to vote for him. Arizona law, Title 16F, forget it, says, as a power of attorney or other form of proxy is not valid for use by a person in any procedure transaction concerning elections. And then I thought, if he had Alzheimer's, I mean, could he vote himself if he could get up? And the thing is, with a mail-in ballot, you might say, he has to sign it, but, you know, people can sign, make an X with a mail-in ballot. You know, we've had questions about, I mean, there were serious questions. We don't need to go there because, you know, the early beginnings of Alzheimer's are almost undetectable. Those of you who have lived with it, you can go back and say, oh, yeah, 6 months ago, I noticed when Ralph was having trouble with this or with that. And there will always be questions in history whether ex-President Ronald Reagan was showing signs of it during the last terms in office. It's not a question we'll ever answer. But I think it's interesting that people with mental illness, can they vote? Should they vote? I learned something here. This has to do with colonoscopy prep. That's the main reason people give for not wanting to do it. And this is a piece addressed to women, saying colonoscopy is especially important to women because they're more likely to have polyps or lesions deeper in their colon. And only colonoscopy examines the whole length. But they say here that, once again, new to me, bowel prep for a colonoscopy is harder for women. It says here women are more likely to be constipated. I didn't know that. Women in general eat much healthier diets. And I'm not sure that makes the prep any harder. Women are also more likely to men of irritable bowel syndrome. But the best part, excuse me, I got a snicker here. They're giving now the final advice in the article. Arrange the time and privacy you need to complete the prep with as little stress as possible. I'm so sorry. Clear your schedule and be at home on time to start your prep. Yeah, I think the other part of your anatomy is going to make sure you're home on time. No question about that one. Here's one, raises this issue again. I've raised 1,000 times. You know, red yeast rice is sold as a dietary supplement. It has in it statins. That's right, the cholesterol-lowering statins that you have to get a prescription for. And here, Consumer Labs went looked into some of these products and found the amount of statin in these, quote, dietary supplements not only varied by more than a hundredfold. Some products had as much prescription medication in them, some had almost none. Now, shouldn't somebody have the power to do something here? And as you know, our friends in Congress created that huge loophole which allows anything to be sold as long as you call it a dietary supplement. So you stick a prescription drug in a dietary supplement, and the law is powerless to protect you. And you don't want to be taking these drugs without knowing your cholesterol and followed up, medically supervised, looking at other risk factors, etc. Something else the tough economy is affecting here, people are hawking their possessions. That always happens, not just furniture and jewelry. But get this, a secondary market for burial plots. Bad news is you're going to have to be next to Harry's wife. But here's a fellow arranges, does this for a living. And he says, basically, fixed income seniors in their 60s or 70s are selling their plots and turning to cremation, which now accounts for over 30% of all funeral services. Wouldn't you have guessed it to be larger? I have to think about it. The funerals I've been, I don't know. That's according to Neptune Society. Some states, the cremation rate's over 50%. California, Hawaii, Arizona, and of course, cost lifestyle changes that made Americans more mobile, spread out, and driving the trend. Local cemeteries don't make as much sense for a family that's not there, right? Also on speaking of death, we've said this before, but here's an official report from the Federal Centers for Disease Control. You cannot list old age as a cause of death. You can say, I mean, I'll give you the order. Number one, heart disease. Two, cancer, stroke, respiratory disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, influenza, kidney disease, accidents, and infection. Those are the top from one down causes of death. But you're not allowed to die of old age. And it can't be listed as a cause of death. And neither can infirmity or senescence appear as a cause of death. And this is a, you know, a primer on how to properly fill out a death certificate. And these words, they say, have little value for public health. And I guess it's true. You die. So, I mean, your heart stops. But what precipitates it, ultimately, is a disease. And just to drive that point home, here is a piece. This is a doctor piece about the most difficult diagnosis of all to make. And I've said this to you before, and that's death. You hear all these people waking up in a morgue, it ought to tell you something. Death is not easy to diagnose. You can feel a pulse, but your heart can be fluttering and spreading enough oxygen through your system to keep you alive, so your pulse doesn't do it. I've seen people with blown pupils, pupils that don't respond to light. That's supposed to be a really good sign. So clinically, out in the field, diagnosing death is not an easy thing to do. And here's a whole list of things and guidelines, none of which I think will interest you. But this might interest you. Boy, oh boy, the news in the football game. NFL news this week seems like it's been taken from an episode of House. What is going on? There's something rampant going on in the NFL. It's a disease, and some of it's being hidden from you, and we need to talk about it. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, and we're going to be right back.
Reason number 9 to switch to Geico. There's nothing sweeter than saving money on car insurance. It's one of those rare opportunities in life where you can thumb your nose at the system and say, okay, system, listen up. I just got a better deal with Geico. Great savings, personal service 24/7, and the latest in online technology. Of course, the system may sulk for a day or two, but you're going to feel a lot better.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people aged 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration, or AMD? The good news is that wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an eye doctor and get checked out right away. Because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
What could be the biggest financial setback of your life? It's not losing a bet or making a bad investment. It's bankruptcy. And if you have too much credit card debt, you may be closer than you ever imagined. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call an advocate who understands debt problems and how to fix them. Your advocate is Debt Settlement USA. Call for a free consultation at 1-888-392-8999. Debt Settlement USA has a proven debt reduction program that can cut the amount you owe and get you out of debt faster than you could on your own. If you have over $12,000 in credit card debt, call Debt Settlement USA for a free consultation. 1-888-392-8999. Your call is confidential with no obligation. Not available in all states. Debt Settlement USA can help you get out of debt faster than you think. Call now 1-888-392-8999. That's 1-888-392-8999.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Want to talk to Dr. Dean and me? Just call 800-548-8255. That's 800-548-TALK. 800-548-8255. So come on!
Dr. Dindell here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's start off with Murray. How you doing, Murray? Welcome.
Good morning, afternoon, whatever it is. Yeah. I'm asking about the use of a drug called pentoxifilin for ED.
Pentoxifilin. Mm-hmm. It's an unusual use of that. Give me the logic. Unless we're talking about, you know, ED often has a medical, physiological cause. I mean, that's why I'm always ranting and raving here. I don't want men going online and just buying pills, because a significant proportion of the time we're talking about diabetes, heart disease, and things like that. Did the doctor give you any hint about this?
No, I looked it up, and the logical thread is that it helps circulation in the smaller blood vessels.
Right, right. Well, that implies there's a problem with circulation. Let's go back for a second. Are you talking to a doctor about this? You're doing this on your own?
No, I just looked this up on the web.
Okay. Yes. Well, it's a reasonable approach. It is possible in specialty centers to actually look at blood flow in the pelvic region of a man to diagnosis. Otherwise, most doctors, if a man presents with ED, would say, I'm going to check your cholesterol, I'll do EKG, blah, 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 and ask you some questions. One of the primary questions that we used to ask, I don't see this used so much anymore in the era that we're in, is you want to determine, because, you know, just because there are these drugs out there doesn't mean that all ED is physiologic. By that I mean due to physical illness. A lot of it still can be due to psychological issues. So the question we ask to a guy is, do you notice arousals during the night when you dream and then you wake up? So that's the first question I'd throw at you. Do you still have erections while you sleep?
Yes.
So that implies the plumbing is all working. It makes me feel a little better, implying that it's not so much a disease of your blood vessels, but I don't want to diagnose you at this particular point, which then raises the next question. Indeed, if it isn't, then that drug would help. In other words, something that helps blood flow isn't really going to be helpful if you don't have a blood flow problem. And the other thing is, you know, the pills that are on the market, if you think about it, they really are blood flow pills, very, very specifically so, even so your brain has got to supply the data. I mean, how long has this been going on for you, by the way?
It's been gradual over the last 5-6 years.
Yeah, gradual. Okay, well, listen, you know, that implies something to me. I mean, if you were my patient, I'd sit here and ask you a bunch of personal questions just to kind of see how far we can get just talking in terms of diagnostic possibilities. But something's been happening gradually over the years. Have you, I'm going to assume you have you tried, you know, the current prescription medications that are on the market for these issues, and
yes,
does it work?
With no results.
You're kidding me.
Yes. No, I'm not.
Yeah, right. Well, that's very interesting. You're a smart guy. You figured, wait a second, if those pills and the mechanism that they work are not working, that does imply blood flow possibilities, diabetes. Have you had a check for diabetes? Has a doctor gone over you looking for hardening of the arteries and things like that?
No diabetes. Blood pressure is good.
And blood pressure is good. Okay, well, that doesn't eliminate then a very, very common cause, which you're way ahead of me. This is a caller where the old doc here is catching up with the caller, which makes me indeed think of the possibility of hardened arteries, of blood flow issues. In which case, if there's a blood flow issue to this part of your body, isn't it likely or logical you could have a blood flow issue to your heart? And I don't need to get into this, because you're a guy, I'm a guy, I understand. I don't like doctors either, but I would say any doctor worth his or her salt with your story would want to do, but besides blood pressure, would want to do a few basic and simple tests just to make sure we're not dealing with heart disease. And as far as ED, there are a bunch of new drugs that'll be coming on the market, may or may not help you. I want to make sure you've taken the right doses and the right medications for this. Sometimes you buy stuff online, it's phony. And then there are a range of other options that a urologist could help you with, ranging from inserts into your urethra, from injections, all kinds of stuff. So we're not giving up on your sex life at all, but I need you to follow up on the other thing. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Day. We come back, we're going to talk about the NFL last week and how it looked to me like an episode from House. All right? Why am I saying that? You'll find out in a sec. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Alaska Senator Ted Stevens has been convicted of 7 corruption charges in a trial that tainted the 40-year Senate career of the Alaskan political patriarch. More than 600 adults have been arrested, 47 children rescued in a 3-day roundup targeting people who forced children into prostitution, many of those here in the Bay Area. Disney's High School Musical 3 senior year easily won the weekend box office race with an estimated $42 million in receipts. The Dow closed down 203, the NASDAQ down 46, the S&P down 27. Partly sunny this afternoon, says Lloyd Lindsay Young, except remaining overcast at the ocean. Tonight, areas of dense fog over the coast and by the bay, otherwise mostly cloudy. I'm Greg Jarrett, KGO Radio News.
I know, being a college freshman is supposed to be tough, but let me tell you about my schedule this semester. All 18 credits. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have American Lit at 8:05 a.m. And then I only have 15 minutes to get to my 9:15 Ethics and Value Theory class all the way across campus. Then in the afternoon, Calculus 1. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I have 2 lectures that go through lunch. Sociology of Families, then Intro to Microbiology. Pre-med. And finally, I have a double lab that ends around 9 p.m. Anyway, I just wanted to say thank you.
If a kid will do whatever it takes to get through college, what will you do to send her there? Please support the United Negro College Fund and call 1-800-332-UNCF. Because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by you.
Energy Hog to Team. I want you to infiltrate the house and waste some energy.
We'll just sneak into these leaky windows.
Just like we thought, boss. No insulation in the attic.
Perfect. Now go wild and waste some wattage.
The Mitchell House. A house like many others. Except this one's under attack by energy hogs. They show up anywhere energy's being wasted.
Talk to me, hogs.
Washer, it's not Energy Star rated.
Outstanding. What about the thermostat?
Not programmable. I repeat, not programmable.
Looks like we're living high on the hog.
Only one person has the power to get rid of energy hogs. You.
Hold on! Someone's home!
Andy's got energy-efficient light bulbs!
To find out how you can fight energy hogs, log on to energyhog.org. You'll find fun games and lots of tips on making your home more energy-efficient.
Now he's installing Energy Star appliances!
Not Energy Star! That's it! Get out of there! I'll get you, energyhog.org!
Hey! Wait for me!
Brought to you by the Alliance to Save Energy, the Department of Energy, and the Ad Council.
Can I do it? Blood rushing through me. My muscles tighten, and I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Come on, Carmen, again.
By spending one day a week in the gym,
tuck your chin, Carmen.
Dana helps neighborhood kids like Carmen develop interests that keep them away from drugs.
Hey, let me see your shoulder shift. Jab, jab, great.
Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer. No matter what it is, you have something to offer.
Cool workout, Carmen. See you next week.
Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313 and be an influence on the kids in your community. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
R. Horton.
Look at those numbers.
Woo! Look at those numbers! Yeah! Can you believe we get paid to do this? It's only Monday. It's only Monday.
Excited about what you do? Well, pass it on. As a Junior Achievement volunteer, you can bring your enthusiasm to the classroom and give a few kids a little something extra to get excited about their future. Share a little something of yourself. Be a JA volunteer.
For information on how you can get involved, log on to JA.org.
Participation may vary.
Back. Headline here says the news in football this week seems ripped from the pages of an infectious disease journal. And it does. What's going on? And this is hard because just imagine you own a football team or you're a player you don't want to let it get out to the public, even to your fellow team members, that you have a nasty staph infection. Now, the big-time cases we know about, Kellen Winslow got a suspension after accusing the Browns of concealing his staph infection. Then Peyton Manning, similar condition, left knee. Tom Brady, rehab from knee surgery, delayed because of unidentified infection in left knee. Staph infection in your knee can be devastating. Now, an epidemiologist here says, without knowing really how often this is happening, you know, we got to say staph is one of the most common skin infections in the community. 10 to 14 million doctor visits a year. And football players are prone to staph infections, he says, which, of course, kind of, you know, undermines what he just said. Because of the skin-to-skin contact, frequency of cuts and bruises and abrasions, and, quote, the warm, moist conditions in the locker rooms, which encourages the growth of bacteria. And because they're regulars in surgery wards, athletes are susceptible to infections there too, and then they bring up MRSA. Now, that I cannot address, because I'm sure no player is going to want to admit that he has MRSA, methicillin-resistant staphylococcus. Now, staph infection is a staph infection. This is resistant and can really be a tough one. And it's ended the careers and derailed the careers of a handful of NFL players. And there's some lawsuits involved in this. Now, I cannot say, here's a player had two bouts of MRSA in 2005, and he's now a coach. And it's going to be an issue. The only other, I'm trying to think of other diseases that are common in athletes. The only thing I can think of is called herpes gladiatorum, from the Latin gladiatorum, gladiator. And it's something that wrestlers get, college wrestlers, not the pros. You know, that's not real wrestling. But competitive wrestling, i.e. the Olympic sport and college wrestling is what I call it, herpes can spread easily. You abrade the skin. There's lots of these things, close skin-to-skin contact. So it makes perfect sense to me. All right, let's talk to Connie in Milwaukee. How you doing, Connie?
Hello, Dr. Dean. I appreciate your information.
Sure, thank you.
Okay, I'm a blind senior citizen. At the age of 9, I had a serious brain surgery in which I was instantly blinded, except for good light perception. Now, within the past year, I have lost this light perception 3 different times. It has always returned. But the light perception I have now is unusually bright, almost brilliant. What am I dealing with?
Boy, that is really interesting. So let me get this right, Connie. This was brain surgery. So if I were to look at your eyes, they would be physically normal.
Yes.
Okay, that's real critical. A lot of people don't understand this discrimination. So obviously, visual loss can occur from anywhere, from the cornea all the way on back through the optic nerves and into the brain tracts and all the way to the back of the head. The part of the brain that ultimately processes light is in the back of your head. So if you fall backwards and hit your head on the concrete, that's where it would be. Well, you know, I'm not going to be able to explain this, to tell you the truth exactly. We do know the brain does a whole bunch of things, like spontaneous firings that when you're trying to fall asleep and you make this sudden jerk, to the aging brain, which starts to shrink and starts to lose brain cells, and it's not an even deal. What most folks don't realize is the brain has a series of inhibitors and things that encourage certain reflexes. So if an inhibitor, if brain cells that normally will inhibit a reflex were to die, just say from the normal processes of aging, the thing that was inhibiting would then increase. So it's very, very possible that with aging, you're getting some kind of a shift. Now, once again, I need to make sure here, there is no change in your perception of movement, of shadows or anything like that, that you basically have in both eyes, you have a loss of any real vision and just this light that you normally see. Is that right?
I was always better than my right, and it is still the same. But I do have a little vision in the right. Yes, my light perception is excellent. Mm. It has not changed, except it is brilliant and almost, at times when I go outside, I want to put sunglasses on. And
so
I have.
So wait a second. This is interesting to me. In other words, the brilliance of it actually occurs with exposure to bright light, not lying in a dark room.
I can't say that. All I know is that when I'm in my house, the light from the window is very bright, brilliant, more so than it should be, I think.
Okay.
And, of course, when I do lose this light perception, it is frightening because it'll last anywhere from 2 to 6 hours. And then it returns. I don't know how else to put it except that it is different than what I had before this first incident a year ago, December.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm puzzled. I just, as you know, our brain changes so many ways as we age, and there's something fascinating going on with you. You know, without knowing exactly the type of surgical injury that caused it, did it cut a fiber tract? Are those cells finally growing together? You know, if you cut a nerve, they can, after years and years and years, grow together, but it's been a very long time for you. Are these fiber tracts finally hooking up a little bit because of the shrinkage of the brain or the death of certain cells around it, and it kind of sounds a little bit like that. Or are the cells themselves at that end of the end of the line cells way back in the occipital cortex? Are they becoming more sensitized? Is it a neurotransmitter thing? I got to tell you, Connie, it's a fascinating deal, and I wish I personally knew more about it. I'd love to see a neuro-ophthalmologist weigh in, and if you really wanted an answer for this, not that they'd be able to do anything to help you. I'm trying to think of some modern technology things. You know, we can hook up little electrodes to the back of your brain. We can get you to see very, very simple kinds of dark and light shapes and stuff like that. But I would ask your regular ophthalmologist, and I see people with a chronic illness like this, and once they think that what the doctor told them in 1958 is the final word, never go back. Times have changed, and I'd love to see what a neuro-ophthalmologist, and that's a very, sub-specialty, would think about this. And it just might be fascinating. We learn things all the time. You know, vision itself from losing it at a young age and at 9 is a little different, but people who have lost their vision very earlier than that and then gotten the vision back at your age. I mean, there's some amazing stories like this. I don't have time to go into all of them, but imagine getting your vision back after you lost it when you were a toddler. It's not as simple. These people will look at a ladder, for instance, and not see, or steps, and not see you can walk up them. They can't recognize faces. They see a nose and eyes. Their vision is okay, but the processing of the brain in putting together images is gone. There's a very famous case. Oliver Sacks made this into a famous case, and there was a movie made out of it. This guy was a massage therapist, and he could tell a cat from a dog and people just by his hands and other cues, and he got his vision back. And he couldn't do anything like that. He couldn't recognize his wife. He couldn't recognize anybody because it was just disparate information. As I said, a nose, a face, lips, looked at a staircase and couldn't walk up it because, it looked like a flat ladder. His eyes could see, but he couldn't process the information. So it's one of those senses that we all take for granted. And it is very, very precious and very, very complex, obviously. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. We're going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. Stay tuned.
760,000 jobs have been lost, but one organization is adding people in record numbers. Stop worrying about paying bills and take control of your future at incomeathome55.com. We're not like those get-rich-quick emails. This is a solid opportunity. And to prove it, we're giving away 5 gas rebate cards worth up to $300 today just for checking us out at incomeathome55.com. You've heard about us for years on America's top radio stations. This is the real deal. We're affiliated with a New York Stock Exchange company with a solid 28-year reputation. Run your business from your computer in the convenience of your living room. We provide personal one-on-one mentoring to guide you. If you're worried about your job, if your dream is to make serious, potentially life-changing money, part-time or full-time from home, we want to hear from you. And remember, we're giving away 5 gas rebate cards worth up to $300 just for visiting incomeathome55.com today. That's incomeathome55.com. Income.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Promo code radio. You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free tape that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now, and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-944-1772. That's 1-800-944-1772. 1-800-944-1772. Go.
Dr. Dinadel here. Welcome back to the program. All right, let's talk to Worried in Oregon. How you doing? Welcome to the program, Worried.
Well, hello there. I'm glad I got through to you. That's nice.
Sure.
Okay, Dr. Odell, I'm 56 years old and 4 years, 76 years old. And 4 years ago, at age 72, I began getting recurring urinary tract infections, UTIs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I'd only had a couple before in my life. Well, by 2 years later, by the time I was 74, I was having one every 3 months. And the complicating factor is that I can't take antibiotics very well.
What happens when you take them?
I either get a rash, which shows I'm allergic, or they make me so nauseated that I throw them up, even taken with a full meal. And I might tell you that in my Audubon group, I've met two other women that have the same problem.
Yes, well, urinary tract infections can occur at any age. As a woman ages, sometimes we think factors that relate to estrogens may play a role in terms of irritation. You might find a gynecologist who might want to use a topical estrogen cream. And as you know, we don't want you taking estrogens for long periods of time. Most urinary tract infections, of course, are infectious. If you're sexually active, that's something that has to be taken into account. There are medications, and this is what I would talk to your gynecologist or urologist about. There are medications that a woman can take on a daily basis that are not antibiotics. Let's say they discourage germs from clinging to the inside of the bladder. This is how cranberry juice works. I'd be curious what the germ is, and I'd also be curious if you kept a diary. And, you know, just every day write down general things about your health and what's going on to see if there's anything, any predecessor, anything that precedes it. Possibly you may be, there may be days when you're a little dehydrated. I mean, it's a case where not that you have to drink water, but you have to be aware of your water intake because, as you know, most fruits and vegetables are water and tea, coffee, soda, you know, blah, 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 have water in it. And that can be a very important way of keeping germs, you know, flushing out. I worry that you might have an infection in your kidney that's feeding this and that we don't know about. But usually in women, bladder infections are ascending, meaning they start from the outside and they head inwards. And there's all these other little, you know, hygiene things. So it's actually a big subject, and just throwing antibiotics at it which is what most doctors will do because they usually work, is not always the answer. So I've given you a bunch of detective work to do, so why don't you see how that comes out. All right, let's talk to Doreen. This is Dr. Dell. Welcome to the program, Doreen.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I have a 3.5-year-old son that's been on Claritin for about 3 months now, and I'm wondering if there's any risk of using it long-term.
Yeah. Did the doctor give you this, or are you doing it yourself?
The doctor recommended it. He's allergic to pet hair, pet dander, and, of course, we have a cat that I'm really reluctant to get rid of.
Yeah.
So he has snoring at night, but with on the Claritin, he's not been snoring at night. He's been a lot better. He'll in the morning he'll get up with a stuffy nose, and I'll give it to him, and then he's fine throughout the day. Without it, he's sneezing all day long.
Oh, poor guy. You got a bunch of things going here. In general, kids under 5. Our pediatricians are often reluctant to put kids on something chronically. If it's seasonal and once in a while, okay. But, we are backing off of almost all medications for kids with upper respiratory difficulties, usually colds and flus, all the way to allergies. What can we do in a preventive manner? There are things, I love cats too, and there are things you can do to help. A lot of things you can do to make it worse, depending upon whose advice you listen to in terms of trying to keep the dander down. And in terms of Claritin, I can't say I'm happy about it, yet I can't point to, devastating effects. Most people will tell you to treat these kind of things topically. In other words, instead of taking a pill, which goes for your whole system, you try a little. I saw a piece the other day on allergic sinusitis, so allergies can start sinusitis, just, using saline nose drops, saline sprays and washes and stuff like that. Antihistamines in kids, are okay. I mean, really, the Claritin group of drugs is really, it's an antihistamine that doesn't make them drowsy. And as you know, antihistamines in kids can make them drowsy. So I'm not thrilled about it, but it sounds like he's really suffering. And of course, then comes the cat. So I gotta leave it up to you. It is funny that kids raised around cats and dogs from birth seem to have fewer problems with allergies. That's the hygiene hypothesis that everybody talks about. So I'd also talk to your veterinarian. They have some little tricks up their sleeve that can lower the allergenicity of cats. It's, after all, it is a dander. It's stuff in their saliva. And there may be ways of, going about it that way. And, of course, make sure you get on the lowest dosage possible and always check in with your pediatrician. And, go online. You'll find little hints there about things you can possibly do. If it's the cat, okay? And you can take a vacation and see what happens there. Take the child to, to the Southwest someplace for a couple of weeks or a week or a few days and see if indeed being away from the cat helps. A lot of people with cat allergies, by the way, have it all the time. Cat dander is everywhere. It's on airplanes. It's in movie theater seats. It just gets everywhere on people's clothing. And if you're very sensitive, you're going to react to it, even though there's no cat around, which makes the whole thing even more complicated. All right, I'm Dr. Dina Dell. Going to be right back. 1-800-548-TALK. Stay tuned.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? 1, 2, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code Cisco to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, Cisco, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Sure, what's up?
There's this girl I kind of like.
Well, if there's one thing I know, it's women.
Really?
Well, they didn't call me Velvet for nothing.
I don't get it.
Smooth. I was smooth.
Oh.
Anyway, it's easy. You just got to impress her. Show her how strong you are.
Okay, but how?
Just, I don't know, pick up a lot of heavy things around her.
Like what?
I don't know, desks, chairs, people. Grunt, if you have to.
Grunt?
Yeah, be like, ugh! Try it. See, there you go. And you should dress up. Start wearing a shirt and tie.
I'll look like a dork.
No, you'll look successful.
Okay.
And finally, you can start using my cologne. The ladies love it, so don't be shy. Splash it on.
Thanks, Dad.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To find out how you can adopt, please visit our website at AdoptUSKids.org or call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
0421.
Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Karen. How you doing, Karen? Welcome.
Hello, Doctor. Thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm.
These last few days, I've been experiencing numbness in my chin and lower lip. And I've had my dentist check it out, and he found nothing there. And I of course, looked on WebMD or whatever it was, and it scared me to death that I might have some horrible cancer. I don't have it as that I know of right now, any symptoms of anything right now. I don't know what this is.
Well, what did the dentist, take an X-ray?
Oh, yes, several X-rays.
Yeah, because I would have thought, you know, this is the kind of thing that can happen after dental work, after an injection for pain because it hits the nerve or with abscesses and things like that. So I got to give you dental clearance, even though I'm very suspicious, because normally you outline the area, and we don't have to do that on the air here, but you outline where in the lip and the chin, and it usually tells you exactly where, you know, the nerve is. It's just like, you know, you put a dam in a river, you know which of the branches, you know, are going to back up. The other thing, and I'm just going to throw something out there. Gee, you already scared yourself with cancer. And, only because I have seen cases of this where numbness in the lips and the chin can be a sign. Now get ready. This is rare. We're looking for rare birds here, of heart disease. And, there have been more than one case. You know, with heart symptoms, it can go to your left arm. It can also go to the lip and the chin. So, it's a long shot. And that's the kind of thing I like to do here, you know. And, you might call your doctor and say, hey, what about that? Should I come in and get a couple of quick tests? Join us for the next program. Till then, be well.
I wasn't going to school because I was just making money stealing cars. And one day, I was put into juvie for 2 stolen cars, robbery of a house, and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs. I skipped school because, you know, nobody cared. I mean, I was on drugs, and my mom didn't really care because she was on drugs. She was never home.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out. And now that I'm 15, I have 2 babies.
I was heading nowhere. I just thought, the only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education. One day I was locked up. That's when I really realized that, I mean, it wasn't for me. Like, I was only in there 2 months, but to me that was enough. It'd be better for me to stay in school, just get my education.
I still need to go to school to make it for myself.
Stay in school. Give yourself a chance.
I think I'm happier now. I know I'm happier now.
A public service message.
How many credit cards have you maxed out just trying to live your life? One, two, more? And now paying even the minimum is killing you. The interest rates alone are eating you alive. It might take you 30 years to pay off what you owe. And the problem isn't going to go away. It's only going to get worse until you call CredX for the free information you need. No, the free information you deserve on how to wipe out up to 60% of your credit card debt. Save yourself thousands of dollars of interest and get out of debt in months, not years. The call is free. You just need to pick up the phone and dial CredX right now. 1-800-811-7116. Let us help you turn all that debt into one affordable monthly payment. You'll get out of debt fast and stay debt-free forever. Pick up your phone and dial 1-800-811-7116 and talk to the credit card experts at CredX. 1-800-811-7116. The call is free. The information will set you free. Call 1-800-811-7116. 1-800-811-7116.
Glad you called.
Hey, it's Gil Gross. We're going to talk about elections in a moment. Why are people voting the way they are? What